Georgia Full-Line Steel Service Center President Says Trump's Tariffs Saved Business. By Nick Gilbertson on February 20, 2026. The president of a family-owned full-line steel service center praised President Donald Trump's tariff policies during Trump's visit to the company's facility in Georgia on Thursday, a day before the Supreme Court struck down many of the president's tariffs. Coosa Steel President Andrew Saville said that he began seeing a massive influx of orders for tire racks in July 2025 after the tire rack industry began really dropping off around 2010. The tire rack industry was going to China. There were no tariffs. They were bringing them in, and they were decimating the tire rack business in America, Saville said. Your first term, we saw some things come back just a little bit here and there. The second term, about July, the quotes, the orders. I couldn't keep up, they were coming non-stop, he added. Saville emphasized that last October, the company received its largest order in a decade. In October of 2025, we landed our first huge tire rack deal that we had in 10 years. This is going to keep our racks department busy for two shifts a day, 6 days a week, he said. Watch, Lutnick, America will win tariff tussles because countries need us to buy their stuff. We're pumping them out as fast as we can go, and they're all going to Shippensburg, Pennsylvania, right in America, he added. He added that workers at Coosa Steel have also seen a wage increase under the president. Mr. President, what you've done for these guys down front, what you've done for our entire economy, what you've done for all of America, couldn't be done without your favorite word, tariffs, Saville said. You're making America great again. You're making all these guys more in their wages. And we couldn't be more than happy to call you Mr. President. He continued, later calling Trump's tariffs a game changer. Trump lauded Coosa Steel as an incredible American company in his remarks at the facility. Your jobs were being stolen as foreign nations dumped their subsidized products, Trump said. Don't forget, China and these other countries, they pay for it. It's all subsidized. You don't get too much subsidy. But they dropped the subsidized products on our market to try and put Americans out of business, he added. On Friday morning, hours after Trump's trip to Georgia, the Supreme Court ruled in a major 6-3 decision that Trump's tariffs imposed under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act are unconstitutional. Chief Justice John Roberts and Justices Neil Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson ruled against the IEEPA tariffs.